Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And I'll be dreaming. working my way. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you ask me to meet your mom, and you can maybe meet me going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. I'm crying out to meet you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Now's the time to go and see the preacher. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Red bells are gonna chime. Baby, baby, you're gonna be mine. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. Can't you hear my heartbeat? Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Of love.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
WRJN.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Oh, if you CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump plans to order the dismantling of the Department of Education tomorrow. There's already been a protest in a Michigan town, as we hear from WWMT-TV's Tiana Barnes.
Teachers, parents, and students gathered at Union High School in Grand Rapids in support of the preservation of the Department of Education.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Recent job cuts has worried educators and advocates across the country, with concerns surrounding how low-income families and students with special needs can thrive if the president succeeds.
The Trump administration is taking action against an Ivy League school over its trans athlete policy, as CBS's Matt Piper reports.
$175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania is now suspended. The Trump administration did it over a transgender athlete in its swim program. Swimmer Leah Thomas joined the women's team, then went on to win an NCAA Division I title. A post on X from the White House says, "Promises made, promises kept." President Trump graduated from UPenn in 1968.
The Department of Homeland Security tells CBS News that Georgetown University researcher Badr Khan Suri, an Indian national, has been detained by immigration authorities. CBS News Homeland Security reporter Nicole Skanga has more.
A spokesperson for DHS told CBS News Suri had, quote, close connections to a senior advisor to Hamas. According to ICE's online detention locator, Suri is being held at an ICE detention facility at Alexandria International Airport in central Louisiana.
Israel says its troops retook part of a corridor bisecting Gaza, with the Israeli defense minister warning attacks will intensify until Hamas frees dozens of hostages and gives up control of the territory. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzio is in Tel Aviv.
The IDF also dropped leaflets with maps warning people to evacuate areas that it says will turn into combat zones. Much of that is along Gaza's borders with Israel. This evening, it's said it did launch strikes on the south, hitting a vehicle that it said had two Hamas terrorists inside, along with what it called terrorist infrastructure. And this appears, of course, to be just the beginning.
A jury says Greenpeace must pay a Texas-based pipeline company nearly $667 million in damages for the organization's protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. Greenpeace attorney Deepa Padmanabhan responds.
This has been going on for, you know, over 8 years. It is the end of one phase, but the fight is far from over. We will be appealing. There's a lot for us to dissect.
The verdict includes damages for trespassing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
In Nigeria, scorpion farms are springing up all over. Yes, scorpion farms.
Trust me, this is one story you'd rather hear, not see. Because what you'd be seeing right now is lab workers wearing kitchen gloves handling shiny black scorpions, pulling them out of tubs full of writhing, glittering piles of the arachnids, then massaging their long, lethal tails to extract the venom into test tubes, drop after tiny drop. A gallon of scorpion venom worth about $10 million. It's used in everything from medicines to beauty products, but thousands of scorpions have to be milked to produce even half an ounce. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Hawaii's most active volcano has resumed erupting after a week-long pause. The U.S. Geological Survey said Kilauea began continuously releasing lava from its summit caldera inside Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. The molten rock was contained within the park. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind advisory continues through the overnight thanks to gusty north winds up around 45 miles per hour. Rain and snow chances will eventually come to an end. Total accumulation staying under an inch. Lows in the mid and upper 20s. Sunshine will return Thursday. Currently 35 degrees.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love. high.